For years, there's been a debate on the island about the presence of foxes here. At one stage in the 80s, there were at least six. Two adults were brought over illegally. They had four cubs before the adults were put down. The cubs were taken to a secret location where I was permitted to pick up and hold the boldest one. There's a picture of that moment on our website. Where did they go? I'll tell you at the ending to this piece. Despite a survey carried out by a student which claimed the possibility of hundreds of foxes here, many doubted their presence as, in the spring, vixens searching for a mate make a very distinctive noise.
We have been getting, in the department, we've been getting reports of sightings consistently over the last number of years, but what we have noticed was an increase in the frequency of these sightings. And then this summer, we had evidence brought to us of a pair of foxes, and we've since had sightings of young foxes, so we've every reason to believe that there was a litter successfully bred in the north of the island. But we are getting reports from as far apart as Buru and the south of the island, the west of the island.
Now, these didn't come over by chance. Someone has brought them over. And obviously, they stand liable to prosecution if they're ever caught.
Well, the department views this matter. Yes, you're quite right. They have been illegally imported. And, you know, it's a totally reprehensible action. And they're... Yes, there is legislation banning the importation of foxes under any circumstances, and the department wouldn't hesitate to prosecute. But unfortunately, you have to catch somebody. I was going to say red-handed, but you know what I mean.
It wouldn't be difficult to bring foxes in.
You could bring them in the box in the boot of the car. You know, it's not. This is. We don't live in a police state. We don't search every vehicle. We don't search every person that's coming onto the island. If somebody is perverse enough that they want to do something like this, yes, they can do it.
Some years after those fox cubs' presence here, I read an article in a UK Sunday newspaper, an interview with Mimi Rothschild of the Rothschilds family at her home in Northamptonshire. The writer says, at that moment, a fox appeared at the edge of the lawn. Oh, said Mimi, it must be one of the Manx foxes. It didn't say whether it was tailless.